If I was the cop, if I were that cop, I probably would have said something like, "Yeah, I see that. Sir, please wipe your face and stand up." What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Professionally Silly Podcast, or to the Professionally Silly Podcast. This could be your first time here, and if that's the case, welcome. Welcome, friends. This is the podcast where we take my silliness seriously. Damn right. We shoot the shit. We discuss a variety of awesome paranormal stuff, true crime things, and interesting things that I find online. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And let's enjoy ourselves today. We've got ourselves pretty much an audible variety show, as I said. Yeah, I know we gotta do this thing where I tell you something new going on in my life. So, not much. I did eat an entire pint of Bluebell cookies and cream ice cream the other day. It was a glorious experience, and I'll do it again, damn it. I sure will. Not this week, though. I feel like if I did it twice this week, I would just, it's not a good idea. Oh my God. But anyways, what's your favorite ice cream flavor and brand? Let me know in the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook. For me, okay, Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Those are my faves. Amazing. And I need to hurry up and finish recording this so I can go ahead and expose my lie and get some more ice cream. So what else is going on with me other than my fat girl activities? Dropping a new Randonautica video. I did that this week. Found some money. And it was awesome. Link is in the show notes below. Well, that was my week. How was your week? I hope it was more eventful than eating an entire pint of ice cream in one sitting. I forgot to mention that. Shit. Last week, let's go on with the show. Last week, we did a blind date gone wrong stories. We did that. That was fun. They were hilarious. And I'm still annoyed that I'm single. But after that episode, just a little less annoyed. Because we had people experiencing some horrible and hilarious experiences on these dates. People eating their food and their date's food. We had a stalker who lies about everything. Someone peed in someone else's bed. It was just crazy. The crazy situations that I want no part of. Okay, and if you haven't heard that episode yet, make sure you go ahead and you check that out. It was weird. Today's episode, I think that we should take a look at what's going on in the world around us. Headlines that make the news entertaining. We have a serial pooper. Yeah, we have a couple who decided to get freaky at the children's park and more. Yeah, a non-murder true crime episode. Just stupid people being stupid. That's always fun. Yeah. But before we get into that, I want to remind you guys to go ahead. And if you have any stories that you want to share, funny, scary, embarrassing, creepy, whatever experience that you've had, send them in. I want to know a little bit more about you. Email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I talk about a lot of interesting topics here. So there's always room for your awesome. All right, the podcast email is down below in the show notes. And also, support your girl. Leave a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using, because it's super important and very helpful for a small creator such as myself to grow. It's super helpful. So help your girl catch your dreams. Now, Shane. Okay, so let's go on ahead and get to this episode. All right, so let's get into it, shall we? We got a 70-year-old man, okay, from Ohio, Jerry Dietrich, who decided to take not one, not two, but several, many, a copious amount of shits on someone's yard. Okay, now Jerry explained to the police that he's a Trump man, that this was a part of his explanation for urinating and pooping on his neighbor's lawn, who happened to be a Democrat and a supporter of Joe Biden. Okay, now This shit is so crazy to me. How does shitting on someone's yard change anyone's political views? Like, how does it, if you don't agree with me politically, I'm a shit in your yard. What do you gotta say about that? Like, what does that do? I don't understand. How does that seem smart? I don't understand that way of thinking. A lot of people already think that Trump supporters are dumb as fuck. Okay, this man, Jerry Dietrich, took it upon himself to prove a lot of those people right. Now listen, if I have any Trump supporters listening to this episode, this isn't about you. And also, I'm very surprised that you're here. But I definitely disagree with your political views and assume that you hate me because I'm black and gay. I can't help that. I have not personally met a Trump supporter who advocates for black lives or LGBTQIA lives. I have never met that. Perhaps they exist, I don't know. But there are a lot of Trump supporters who are extremely vocal with their bigotry and hatred for anyone that's different. But this guy takes the fucking cake. I mean, he defecated on someone's lawn because they have a different political view. I cannot imagine any decent human being, Trump supporter or not, that would think that shitty behavior is acceptable. You see what I did there? Shitty behavior. I'm a wordsmith, bitches. Yes. So get this. The homeowner actually caught this asshole. See what I did there? The home. Okay. All right. Asshole. Okay. So the homeowner, Matthew, caught this asshole on an early Sunday morning around 3:15 a.m. taking a shit on his lawn. Now, this happened in Greenville, which is in Western Ohio. So I just want to let you know exactly where this happened. So of course he called the police, and when he saw Jerry squatting and relieving himself near a hedge that was outside his house, Matthew confronted Jerry. And of course, who the fuck wouldn't? I feel like if I saw somebody taking a shit on my lawn, like they squatted, they found a good spot, they balanced themselves, pants are down, 'cause you can't shit without pulling down your pants. It is impossible. I mean, you can, but gross. Don't do that. Just pull your pants down, put it somewhere. But I'm just saying, if I saw somebody shit on my lawn, I'm gonna have something to say about that. I might not approach them because they obviously crazy as hell, but I will yell at them from my window. Hey, the fuck you doing? Call the cops. Or they'll make their way onto YouTube. One of those things will happen. Do not shit on my lawn. It is rude and gross. And I do not. Okay, sorry. I'm on a whole tangent there, but I take shitting on my lawn seriously. Anyways, he confronted Jerry. Jerry just got up and walked away from the property like nothing happened. Like, taking a shit on somebody's lawn is normal. Okay, now for some reason, this article that I found on the smokinggun.com website mentioned that Matthew was gay, okay, and that he lives with his husband in this house. Now, I'm not really sure what any of this has to do with the story, but it was mentioned. Happy Pride Month. What's up? Ow. Anyways, this story gets more and more interesting, okay? Because it's not even done. So Jerry is, the shitter, is actually a retired high school teacher. Yeah. Like, he was responsible for helping mold the minds of young people. What? When you think about it that way, it's terrifying. Nobody wants a man like that teaching their children. At least I would like to think that. I would love to think that. Oh, no, that he shits on people's lawns because they have different political views and he doesn't like gay people. I want that man to teach my son. That's not, that should not be a thought you have. So Jerry lives a few blocks away from the Matthews home. During the police questioning, Jerry did admit to urinating in Matthew's yard that morning. He admitted it, but he also admitted to defecating on his property multiple times. Jerry is indeed a serial pooper. It's so weird that that's even a thing. I don't know if he's the only one or the first one, or I don't really know. I suppose when you think about it, we're all serial poopers Some of us just have the common sense to do it inside a toilet. Or at least somewhere in the woods, just not in someone's lawn. That's just rude. And ugh. Now, Jerry even goes as far as to admitting that he was targeting their home because they were both Democrats and supported Joe Biden. And he, Jerry, the cereal pooper, was a Trump man.
I have the best supporters. I have the best supporters. They're tremendous. All right. So you go out there and you shit on people's lawns. That was not a very good Trump impersonation. I'll do it again another time. So
there you go. I don't get it. I just don't. So in Jerry's head, this was like a reason to defecate on someone's lawn multiple times because they support someone else politically. I don't get it. So the police officer that took this statement, which I can't even imagine. Like, can you imagine being a cop? Like, yeah, all right, let's see what's going on here. So tell me, sir, what happened here? Yeah, that dude shit on my lawn. What? That's just a weird, that's just one of those calls that I feel like cops would just kind of laugh at later. Like, yeah, Jerry's at it again. Like, I don't think that's the only place Jerry took a shit. I think that's the only place Jerry got caught taking a shit. I don't know. There's a lot of Joe Biden supporters and a lot of gays out there. So, I mean, his ass is busy, you know? I don't understand. So the police officer took note in his statement that it was probably a politically motivated incident, which, duh, okay. With that type of police work, he'll make detective in no time. Shit. Anyways, Jerry was cited for littering, which makes it sound like he, I don't know, left behind a piece of paper or something. Like, but littering in this sense was human waste. Like, I understand that poop is biodegradable, but still, I feel like there should be, I don't know, a larger charge than littering. It's the principle at this point. It's the principle. Okay. So this was interesting. Like I told you, and I thought that, oh my God, okay. So I just had to share it with you guys because it's really interesting. So Matthew, the homeowner, decided to post on Facebook about this experience that he had, and it's about his eventful early morning, and he also mentioned witnessing Jerry's arrest. And Matthew describes Jerry on his Facebook post, and I quote, "The man who's been shitting on our front yard for the past 10 years. 10 years. This man just said 10 years. Can you imagine finding human shit on your yard every day for 10 years? Okay, maybe it wasn't every day. Nobody said every day. But 10 years is a lot of time to be shitting in somebody's yard. And if that's the case, that was before Trump was even, before he even ran for presidency. Maybe this is a hate crime because Matthew and his husband were just gay as hell in their neighborhood and they did not agree. I mean, I don't know. Okay, all of this is crazy and I understand none of it. Okay. By the way, if you want to check out the podcast Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, I have a photo of Jerry and even a legal document regarding his arrest. It's public information. And I got it from thesmokinggun.com. You're going to check that out. He goes on to mention in his Facebook post, the pooper would leave behind 3 or 4 crumpled up restaurant napkins he used to clean himself. That was my clue that I had a visitor. What? I do not understand why, how, why again? Like, first of all, there's no way he was able to wipe his ass completely clean with restaurant napkins. First, they're not soft, okay? That's because they're not used for your ass. Okay, I'm just not putting that sandpaper on my butt. Secondly, why? Why? And my biggest question of all, what the entire fuck? These are questions that I need to be asked. If anybody knows Jerry, I would love to bring him on the show. I've got a few questions for him. I just want to know why. What a lovely, lovely way to start this episode. All right. I still want to know why. Like, what is the point of shitting on people's... Okay, next story here. All right, look, I know that everyone has been going through it during this COVID-19 pandemic. All right, the world is starting to open up now, and everyone's excited, and everyone's horny, especially if you were not quarantined with a hookup. Okay, but I just feel like this Florida couple took their excitement a little too far. So on June 8th, which was just a few days ago, we have a police officer that's responding to a tip they received at 9:10 a.m. about a couple getting down and dirty at the Florida park inside the children's crawling tunnel. You know, those big ass tunnels that are made of like thick plastic. Usually like green or red or blue or something like that. And you crawl through it and there's like little windows. Yeah, those things. And before we get to the details, okay, let me tell you what the name, of the man, okay, that was a part that was part of this couple. Okay. His name is everything. His name was Jermaine Jackson. And, you know, the whole time I was researching this particular situation, it was just so hard not to picture the other Jermaine Jackson, you know, the guy from Michael Jackson, you know, the Jackson 5, Michael's brother. Yeah, so now mind you, Jermaine Jackson that we're discussing in this episode, his name is spelled with a G. Okay, but the entire time I was reading this article, I was picturing Michael Jackson's brother with those beautiful ass cheekbones. Okay. I was like, damn, Jermaine, take it inside, get a room, you know? Okay. Look, let me get back to the story. So because I'm being ridiculous as fuck. Okay. All right. So a police officer arrives at the park on a Friday morning and he actually observed Jermaine Jackson. I'm never going to stop saying his full name from this point out. observed Jermaine Jackson, who is 44 years old, and his girlfriend, who's 52-year-old Sharon Finlay, F-I-N-L-A-Y, as in getting laid. Wait, you know what? Now I sound stupid. Thought I had a joke there, and I didn't. You know, I'm going to keep that in. This is real. This is what we're doing right now. This is reality podcasting, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I hate myself right now. Anyways, Finlay was laying on her back face up with her jean shorts pulled around her ankles with her legs apart and vagina exposed. Now, technically, the Finlay joke worked because she was laying on her back. I'm still funny. I still got it. Okay, so anyways, vagina's out. That was a direct quote from the smokinggun.com website. Okay. Everything that I just said about how she was found. Now, just vagina all out in the open. Okay. All the while, Jermaine Jackson was on top with his face within her crotch area. That's a quote, within her crotch area. So in short, Jermaine Jackson was giving this woman some brain at the playground. Some head, some kinky, kinky oral, okay, in public. Why did I say oral like that? Oral. Ugh, I don't like this. Ugh. Anyways, man, something. So, there's nothing like head on a Friday morning, man. So the cop walked up to them and asked them what they're doing, okay, which I'm sure he clearly understood what was happening, but what else do you say when you come across that? Like, what do you, sir, please remove your mouth from that woman's clitoris. Ma'am, your vaginal area is exposed. Did I say vaginal? I'm about to say vaginal. Your vaginal area. That's going to be a new. That's how we say it now. That's how we're going to say that. It's spelled the same. Don't worry about it. Sir, could you please stop orally pleasuring this woman for a moment? I have to arrest you both. Like, what? What do you say at a moment like that? You know, goodness. Okay. After being asked what they were doing by the cop, Sharon said that they were just making out. But it's like, Sharon, your coochie's out. Like, something more is occurring. You, of course, Jermaine's response was, it was my favorite. Okay. Jermaine Jackson, he looks at the cop and says, and I quote, "I was eating some pussy." Like he was being honest as fuck. Listen, you saw what you saw. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna sit here and act like my lips ain't wet. This is what happened. Jermaine Jackson said, "Look, I don't have shit. I don't got shit else to lose. I did what I did. What happened, happened." I wish I could have been there to witness the look on that cop's face when he said that. Like, if I was the cop, if I were that cop, I probably would have said something like, "Yeah, I see that. Sir, please wipe your face and stand up." Wipe your face, stand up. I've got some Listerine in the trunk of my car. We're just going to go ahead and go downtown. Oh, I guess you've already been there. Downtown. Oh my God. Oh, you guys are they're going to stop listening to this podcast. I know it. You guys are going to stop listening after this episode. I just know it. Damn it. So the cop looks down next to the crawling tunnel on the ground, and he sees a bottle of Golf Crest vodka and two cans of Four Locos. Okay, and vodka alone is, oh, okay, but you add in some Four Locos to that, yeah, you're going to have yourself a great evening. If you could remember it. Okay. So, you know, they were just lit as fuck. There's no way they weren't. So Sharon decides to chime in on this awkward ass conversation. And she says, "Yeah, we were both drinking Four Loko and the vodka. You only live once, right?" I have no idea if that's how she sounded, but she looks like she could have sounded like that. I don't know. Again, check out the podcast Instagram at It's Procilla. You can see Sharon and Jermaine Jackson. So she literally YOLO'd the police. "You only live once, right?" I just love the bottle of vodka and the two cans of Four Loko before 10 a.m. I love it. I'm here for it. Okay, I mean, do you, boo-boo? Do you? Do it. So I posted a photo of the playground and the two of them and their mugshots, as well as another legal document that I found on the site. And now Jermaine Jackson looks like a handsome dude. Like, you can totally tell that when he was younger, he was a really attractive man, you know, at one point. I mean, I'm not saying he's not now. I'm just saying he's older now. All right, let me stop before I offend so many people with the words I can't find. Okay. Anyways, he doesn't really look that bad, in my opinion. You know, he's 44 years old. He doesn't really look like he's 44. And he's a bald guy. I think he's black, but I could be wrong. You know, he's got a goatee and with the salt pepper gray hair. Okay. Like, he's a good looking dude. Now, Sharon is a white woman, I assume. But look, these days it's hard to tell what race some people are just by looking at them. We're all a melting pot at this point. I don't know. Anyway, Sharon looks like she was probably super cute when she was younger. Not so much right now, in my opinion, but you know, that's not what's important here. She got herself a Jermaine Jackson. She's good to go. Now, I can't say they look happy together in this photo because, you know, I'm looking at their mugshots. No one's really excited to be arrested. But, yeah, go ahead, Sharon. You rock that cradle, bitch. Get it. I mean, 44 and 52 really aren't that far apart, but she's still rocking that cradle, y'all. Ow. So both of them were Jermaine Jackson and Cheryl and Sharon were arrested and charged with possession of an open container and booked into the Indian River County Jail. But luckily for them, there were no other charges because apparently there were no other further complaints of people reporting seeing the sex act. So they got lucky. Their court date is July 6th. And I guess the cop that saw them really didn't give a shit about what he found. Probably went home and, kept that image for a spank bank a little bit later. I mean, you know what, Florida? Thank you once again for your contribution to this podcast. You just keep giving. And I don't know what I've done to deserve these wonderful gifts that you give this podcast. I appreciate you, Florida. Thank you.
I didn't do this to get views. I didn't do this to get likes. I didn't do this so people could be mad at me and I could never walk around El Paso again. It's honestly, you guys are assholes.
We're talking about a 30-year-old woman who posed as a 13-year-old child, and she made it from first period all the way to last period before anybody at the school even noticed. So now the school district is answering questions about its security.
So I have a very interesting story for you guys, and I'm sure many of you have heard of this one because it's extremely recent. Okay, of the woman in Texas who was arrested after her video went viral. Now, this Texas mother pretended to be her 13-year-old daughter for an entire day at her kid's middle school. This is what happened. Now, this happened in Texas, and I've actually never I think it's near El Paso, I believe. But anyways, it's in Texas, which is a big ass state, so it could have been anywhere. Anyways, 30-year-old Casey Garcia has a daughter who attends middle school, where she decided to go ahead, dress herself up in skinny jeans, a hoodie, and high top sneakers, along with a mask, for COVID-19, and prevented, I mean prevented, pretended to be her kid, her daughter, for an entire day at her school. That's crazy. The entire day. She even filmed it. She filmed her day on her phone, and she posted it on YouTube later, and it went viral. When I first came across it, I came across it on TikTok is when I saw it. And then I realized that she had her own channel. I found it, and I watched the whole video, and I was like, no fucking way. I mean, she went to all the classes, including PE, and even had the disgusting middle school lunch we all remember and love, filmed all of it. Not one employee at that school realized that this 30-year-old woman was pretending to be a 13-year-old child until seventh period. And that's pretty much the entire day. That's what that is. That's the entire day. Now, she mentioned in the video that the only time any adults paid her any attention was when they were telling her to put her phone away. And I gotta be honest with you, that does not surprise me at all. There are so many kids in schools, these days, well, not maybe not now because of the pandemic, because they are still doing Zoom school as well at this particular school. And all the faces, of these children probably start looking the same to these teachers after a while. But honestly, they just like to tell you to put things at, but hey, I have a little bit of authority here, put your phone away. Which I get it, they're trying to teach you something, you should pay attention. But yeah, it's just, this is crazy. She even says in the video, "I'm no spring chicken." She says this. Now, she said that she was concerned that she was able to pretend to be a child for the entire day and no one noticed anything. Okay, now Casey is a petite adult female and is under 5 foot tall, from what I understand, and just over 100 pounds. But she does not look like a child. She has the body of a woman, the face of a woman, She said that she did this because she was concerned that someone with more horrendous motives than her would be able to easily find a way into the school and hurt kids. And I'm sure she's talking about, like, probably a lot of the mass shootings, mass school shootings that we've been dealing with all over the country these last few years. And she pretty much wanted to show everyone just how relaxed the security and public school systems are, which I can't say I disagree with her. But at the same time, it's weird as fuck that a grown woman was pretending to be her daughter for an entire day, pretending to be a child. Now, they even asked her for her school ID number, and she got when she got there and that morning, and her daughter had given it to her previously, and she memorized it and gave it to them. I mean, she was wearing her mask the entire day because obviously COVID. So that certainly probably made it a lot easier for her to, you know, get through the whole day like that. But if any adult would have just looked at her face, her eyes alone give her away. She doesn't look like a child. She's just a petite adult that is, you know, that's crazy. Wow. Yeah, I honestly don't really know how to feel about this. I'm also not a parent, but as a human adult on this earth who has parents, which is not saying much, we all are that, I understand her fear, but the way she went about it is just a little weird. So when she was in the seventh grade, I was going to give you a little antidote, but we're going to skip that. Since when she was caught in the seventh period, she was caught in the seventh period, she was told to go to the principal's office and she came clean there, which, I mean, duh. As soon as they heard you speak and saw your face, they knew what was up. She came clean in there. Now, I believe it was the next day that the police came to her house with an active traffic warrant to arrest her. Of course, I'm sure the school's administration was probably embarrassed as fuck that this woman was able to do this and wanted to do something vengeful. Like, oh, you fuck with us, we fuck with you, you know. So I'm sure they told the cops what happened. The cops were like, well, nothing we can do about that right now. Let's charge her for this and see what we can dig up later and find more charges. You know, that's what they do. So she discusses... I don't know why I said that in like a disrespectful voice. That's her job. That's what they do. Okay, so she discusses everything that she did in this other video. And this is all on her YouTube channel. And her YouTube channel is called Casey Garcia. And I made sure I put the link to the YouTube channel down in the show notes if you want to go ahead and take a look at the videos that she's posted. And she only has like a total of 5 videos in her channel. And 3 of them have to do with this particular situation. Okay. Now, when I found this, she had about 2,000 subscribers. She now has over 7,000 subscribers now. Okay, earlier today, before I recorded, I would say about 6 hours ago, she had 6,000 subscribers. She's now over 7,000. So it's growing. People want to see what's going on, I guess. Anyways, the first video is entitled, Going to School as My 13-Year-Old Daughter, Middle School Edition, which is weird that she put Middle School Edition on there. I mean, is she planning to do this again in high school? I don't... Anyways, her second video is called Why I Posed as My 13-Year-Old Daughter, a raw and real answer. And her third video is the full video of the police coming to her house. And that was about 5 days ago when she was being arrested. So if you want to see the video of her in the school and all that good stuff, I'll post her YouTube channel down in the show notes once again, and you can go ahead and check that stuff out and see for yourself if you want to. But let me know in the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook what you guys think about this particular story. Do you sort of understand what she's trying to prove? Do you think what she did was stupid and or weird? Do you think she should have been arrested? Do you think the school administration was just embarrassed and that's why they decided to report her? I want to know what parents think about the situation as well. You know, or anyone, honestly. I want to know what adults think about the situation. I'm hoping there are no children listening to this podcast. Or you can call in on my Google Voice number and leave me a message and let me know what you think verbally. 805-664-1828. 805-664-1828. And, you know, just... If I get any messages or anything about any regarding this, I'll make sure I play it in the beginning of next week's episode. So make sure you go and give me a call. And if you guys don't hear anything else about this, nobody called. You know, shows how many listeners I got. there's a good chance you won't hear anything else about this. So I'm still sorting how I feel about this particular situation because it's creepy, but she did prove her point. American public school systems just aren't as safe as many thought they were. And it seems the older we get and the more dangerous the schools are. Because when I was in public school, I don't even think mass school shootings was a thing. You know, I mean, it did happen at Columbine before I was in high school, but you know, that was, I hate to say it, you know, that was before it was an actual, like, cultural kind of thing like it is now here in America. And there have been so many at this point. A lot of people have become desensitized themselves to all the violence. And a lot of us are actually, we expect violence on the daily. It no longer shocks us. It no longer surprises us when we hear about these things. Because when Columbine High School massacre happened, that was like what, in 99? I was still in middle school at that time. And I remember it making national news. It was shocking. It shocked the world. There have been so many mass shootings since then. It's like when we hear about another one, of course, it saddens us and we hate it, you know, but it's no longer surprising. And that in itself is kind of sad when you think about that. Wow, shit, so much for funny, huh? That got deep. perhaps Casey pulled the wool from their eyes, and the public school system will try to do something to deter things like this from happening in the future. One thing is certain is that people don't tend to take things seriously until it affects them personally. And that's what that is. That's the human condition, unfortunately. I would say about 80% of people are like that. And so pretty much all people suck, but there's a good 20% of us out there in this world that actually give a fuck about other people besides ourselves. You know, so yeah, there's still some hope. There's still some hope. No, I just I'm still torn on what to think about what Casey Garcia did. You know, anything could have happened. There's a lot of liabilities in doing what she did. So the law is the law. They'll charge her what they want to charge her with. She'll do trials, blah 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 blah. But I do wish her luck. I really hope that if there's a trial that it is televised. I want to know what's going on. I need to know more. So, Olivia, Ebony, if you're listening to this podcast right now, if they're a part of the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook, you're gonna have to post some updates on that because you guys are my posters on there. So that'd be fire. Oh my goodness. Well, maybe something will be done to keep this from happening again. I guess we'll just have to see. So this all started off as fun, great episode. Got a little serious at the end there, just a little bit. Somehow got into this discussion of mass shootings. That's great. you know, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't shit on other people's lawns. It's gross and it's fucking rude. Also, try not to do shit that could get you arrested in general. Professionally silly life rules, people. I'm here to help. This is why the podcast is here. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know on the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly or in the Professional Silly Pod Group on Facebook. I'd love to hear your feedback and just kind of chat with you guys in general because you're fire. If you amazing human beings want to join in on the silly and you have any stories that you want to share, creepy, scary, funny, embarrassing, paranormal, what have you, send it in. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can also leave me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. That's down in the show notes as well. Leave me a voicemail or shoot me a text and I'll put you on the podcast. Unless you say otherwise, I would love, 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 love to hear from you guys. Also, I want to go ahead and thank you once again. Thank you guys for your support and coming back every week. It really does mean a lot that you guys are hanging in there with me. You know, you're still here and I love it and I appreciate it and I am so grateful. And I hope that you decide to, you know, to come back and join me if this is your first time. Every Friday, we get professionally silly up in here. That's what we do, baby. Welcome to the silly. Also, don't forget to support this podcast by leaving your reviews on whichever podcast platform that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts/iTunes. if you've got that, because that's like super, super, super important for the show. And it's really the only way to help my podcast grow. So I need your help in order for this podcast to grow. Leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts / iTunes. It helps out a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. And tell your friends, man. Tell your friends about this podcast. You know, I'm sure you got some awesome humans who also want to hear another awesome human be awesome. We can all just be awesome together. It's just like an awesome orgy. Let's do that. Let them know that the podcast is available on several platforms. Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. You know, just Google the Professionally Silly Podcast and just choose which one you want. I'm all over the place. All over the place. So this week, we do have ourselves a PSC. I don't do it every week, but we do have ourselves a PSC, the podcast shout-out corner. And the show is And That's Why We Drink. That's the name of the podcast. The And That's Why We Drink podcast is actually on my top 10 list of podcasts to listen to. I can't believe I haven't told you about it before. It's great. They discuss two of my favorite things, the paranormal and true crime. We've got M and Christine. They take turns and share with us interesting stories that you wouldn't believe. They work well together, and they definitely bring a lot of fun and really creepy subjects, and I fucking love it. It's amazing. And they remind us that the world is a scary place, and that's why we drink. You see what they did there? And that's why we drink. Anyways, awesome podcast, and I love it. And make sure you let them know that the Professionally Silly Podcast sent you. Like, again, none of my PSCs really need shout-outs for my tiny little podcast, but I do enjoy these podcasts that I shout out. So I'm really thinking that you might enjoy them as well, so I share them with you. That's what I'm into. If you enjoy this podcast, this one, and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations on the Anchor app. You can contribute and donate every month as little as 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here from the Anchor app. Or you can go ahead and you can donate, charitize your money on PayPal. I've got PayPal. It's www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Help me keep the silly flowing. Check out the show notes down below for some bonus information. The links dealing with today's podcast episode, Casey Garcia's YouTube link, as well as the Good Morning America link that I use those audio clips from, all of my social media information, my YouTube stuff, it's all down there in the show notes. Make sure you go ahead and check those out. Also, I've got a P.O. box if you want to snail mail me, want to send something to the podcast. It's Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533. Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. That's also down in the show notes. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Stay silly, my loves. See you in the next one.